WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
Rod from Birmingham posed the question recently. During the winter, you talk a lot about the 540 line. What is it? Should I cross it? What happens if I step on it? Well, Rod, definitely don't step on it. The 540 line is a reference to the 5,400 geopotential meter thickness contour between 1,000 and 500 millibars. Thickness, or the vertical distance in meters between two pressure levels, is primarily a function of the temperature of the air and secondarily a function of the moisture content. Temperature and moisture are combined together to produce the virtual temperature. The average virtual temperature from 1,000 to 500 millibars determines the thickness displayed on analysis and model charts. Warming the temperature or adding moisture to the air increases the virtual temperature and therefore increases the 1,000 to 500 millibar thickness. When the thickness becomes low enough, snow can reach the surface. Through researching the correlation between thickness and precipitation type, the 540 thickness is used as a loose guideline for the non-snow snow line. Thicknesses of 540 or lower indicate snow is most likely, and thickness values of greater than 540 most likely indicate non-snow precipitation. But there are no absolutes in this business. There are many circumstances in which a lower than 540 thickness can produce rain, and a higher than 540 thickness can produce wintry precipitation. Never should a forecaster determine the precipitation type solely by the thickness value. As a guide, though, it helps to focus attention on a potential issue for greater investigation. The 540 line is probably one of the better-known guidelines, but other thickness guidelines also exist. For example, it is the 130 line, the 1,300 geopotential meter line, for the 1,850 layer, and 284, or the 2,840 geopotential meters, for the 1,000 to 700 millibar layer. So there you have it, Rod. Now you've really crossed the line. Got a question about the weather? Send it to question@weatherbrains.com.